This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The season of College Bowl games just ended. Book critic Maureen Carrigan spent the final part of the season with her head in a book.
In a recent book called Available Light, the eminent anthropologist Clifford Geertz poses this central question about the role of judgment in anthropology. What is at stake, Geertz says, is a question that has haunted anthropologists for over 100 years and haunts us even more now that we work in a decolonized world. What are we to make of cultural practices that seem to us odd and illogical? How odd are they? How illogical? In what, precisely, does reason lie? Geertz's answer, as I understand it, is that a responsible anthropologist doesn't impose an outside logic on odd practices. Instead, he or she tries to render those practices according to their own intrinsic logic. That's what Warren St. John does in his new book, Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer. St. John explores the phenomenon of fan mania in general and the mania surrounding the University of Alabama's football team, the Crimson Tide, in particular. St. John is a reporter for the New York Times, and he's also been a lifelong fan of the Crimson Tide. So as an amateur anthropologist, he's got one foot in, one foot out of the tribe he's studying. A native of Alabama, St. John was initiated into fan manhood at age 13 when he had a one-on-one meeting with the legendary Bama football coach Bear Bryant. In Alabama, where reportedly 90% of the citizens describe themselves as football fans and 26% associate godlike qualities with the late Coach Bryant, St. John's private audience was akin to being baptized by the Pope. St. John says at the outset of his book, which takes its Jabberwocky-ish title from an old Alabama fight song, that he had a moment of reckoning about football a few years ago in which he asked himself the soul-searching question of, why do I care? Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer is St. John's attempt to explore the mystery of extreme fandom by completely surrendering himself to it for a season. He takes a leave of absence from his job and eventually even buys a crummy used RV so that he can really be one with the legion of party-hardy Crimson Tide fans who park their mobile homes at stadium football lots the Wednesday before a Saturday game. His book is indeed part amateur anthropology, part new journalism, and it's thoroughly fun to read. At this point, the expected thing for a non-football fan like me to also say about a book like this is that it made me get sports mania in a way I never have before. But actually it didn't, and that's to its credit. Implicitly following in the footsteps of Clifford Geertz, Warren St. John doesn't attempt to translate the cultural practices of rabid Alabama football fans in ways that render them familiar to an outsider. Instead, St. John grants these fans the dignity of their otherness. Or, to put it in plainer, politically incorrect language, these fans are nuts, and St. John vividly, but without condescension, presents them in the full frenzy of their nuthood. If that sounds harsh, consider the evidence. Among the folks St. John visits or lives alongside in these Bedouin football caravans are a couple who deliberately skipped their own daughter's wedding because it conflicted with a Bama game. Then there's the mother-daughter cheerleading team known as the Huggers, who spend the season ambushing the Crimson Tide players in hotel lobbies and hugging them. St. John makes a pilgrimage to a funeral home that sells Alabama coffins, big red fiberglass boxes with white velvet A's sewn into the lids. The oddest detail, St. John says, is that the coffin is affixed with a small round sticker that reads, "Officially licensed collegiate product," the same one you find affixed to sweatshirts and baseball caps. And then there's the fan known admiringly as Heart Guy to the rest of the community of RV Crimson Tide followers. When St. John meets him, Heart Guy is wearing a beeper, not because he's on call for work, but because he's awaiting a heart transplant. The hitch is that if Heart Guy travels outside of a 2-hour radius from the transplant hospital in Nashville, as he does regularly to follow Alabama games, he's automatically bumped from the life-saving transplant list. As Heart Guy explains, if you can't go to Alabama football games, what's the point in living? For a non-sports fan, the experience of reading Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer is akin to what I imagine swimming with dolphins would be like. You inhabit a strange world for a space where the language and customs are odd but riveting. To an extent, you know that community from the inside, but you're not of it. You return to terra firma, happy that you've taken this excursion into the world of the other, but immensely relieved that you don't live there.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer, A Journey into the Heart of Fan Mania by Warren St. John.